Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verda V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have with us Evangelist Donald R. Shiver II, motivational speaker. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. How was your day?
It was great. It was a great day today.
Great. You mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you have going on and just whatever you would like to share at this particular moment?
Okay. Just want to say my name is Evangelist Donald Shavers. I'm from the Mississippi Gulf Coast, 28 years old, married, wife is 9, expecting a child in September, and we have a 1-year-old. I'm involved with my mom and my dad's ministry, who is a bishop, and my mom's an evangelist here. And like I said, I'm 28 years old, and I've been in ministry since I was 8 years old, and just enjoy doing it and seeing people save, heal, and delivering and just helping out. I'm part of many different organizations, but God has blessed me to be in the process of launching my own, and which mainly to target young preachers and preacher kids. So.
Fantastic. So tell us about your organization, the Joshua Generation Ambassador, Inc.
Yes, ma'am. I started out, I graduated from high school in 2006, and I had a name. It was called the Ambassadors of Joshua Generation, but it was so many different, you know, names of the same. And got with someone and we prayed about changing the name to the Joshua Generation Ambassadors. And we all know, like, Joshua names, it's another name for Jesus, which means to save, and talks about the generation that will seek his face. And so basically what I have done is I have gathered with people, mainly in my local community first, and people around the world, preachers and non-preachers, young businessmen, people trying to educate our young people, my age, older and younger. You know, you can still be saved and be a Christian and do positive things. You can still be Christian and have fun and just really just bring healing and restoration, because we're losing our generation. And we look on the TV, the world is trying to do so many things and they are influencing our young people daily. But we as the church are being silent. And my generation is kind of guilty because we look on the older people. So God gave me that vision and he's blessed me with some and to help out with it, to carry it out, and it's also his purpose.
Great. Give us some of the things that you all are involved in this particular group. What is it that you do? I know you mentioned the young people, but give us, you know, what is it that you really do with this group?
Well, one of the main things is it's mainly, first of all, we're part of like a lot of study groups. And a lot of things I have not done. Like I said, I've been a part of a lot of other organizations that did some of the things that I will be doing. So I learned a lot of things from them. But like going around tutoring, I haven't done that yet, but it will start in August. That's when we start back school here. A lot of the kids, especially guys don't have fathers in their lives. We've been, you know, having different people mentoring them. And even while working at part-time at a daycare facility, there's a lot of young men whose parents are incarcerated, being raised by the grandmothers. And we, in the feeding process, I've gotten a lot of ideas and things to help feed young people. And those that have been on drugs, trying to help them get resumes. We did that actually today. So just doing a lot of things that our worldly system does that I think it's time for the church to do.
Great. I like that. So you're really more involved in your community service is helping young men, or is it for men, for young boys and girls?
It's for young boys and girls, but just like I spoke to a lady from my area, there's a lot of activities and things for young women, and we're going to get with those too. But you know how sometimes people wait until the young women get pregnant? We wanted to get them before they get pregnant, you know, let them know you don't have to get pregnant. And if there are some that are pregnant, you know, we can work with them too. And like I say, it's for the men and the women, but it just seemed like the devil attacks more of the men, and not just black men, but white men, because I have all friends with all kinds of races, but men. It's like an attack on all the men. I know that being that men should be the head of the house, you know, that's what the devil attacks more.
Great, fantastic. Now, tell me, how did you, it says here that you are a musician, pastor, I do a lot of speaking. What is a day like for you?
What is the what like?
A day, your day. What is your day like? I know you're involved in a lot of different things. What is your day like?
Oh, wow. Today is the first day I thank God that I was actually off work today from my, I guess you'd say, natural job. But being a minister, and like I said, me and my wife both are in ministry, no matter where we go to eat, we go shop like normal people do. We are normal people. But, you know, it's always a ministry moment.
Uh-huh.
You know, we meet people that need, that's in need. So it's basically we're never off work from the gospel. God always leads us to a place, even when we think we're just going somewhere normal, that we're either receiving something or we're giving something.
Fantastic. Now, you are an international prayer warrior.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say international prayer warrior because I know that being any person saved and filled with the Holy Ghost shall be an intercessor and a prayer warrior, but there are some people that God have selected us. You know, I've played the keyboard since I was 8 years old. I'm 28 now, just turned 28 last week. And I have played for some well-known preachers on television and in my local community. And I've gathered with so many young and older people. Older people are my favorite. Just praying for different situations and issues and things. And even people that are not Christians, they know that they see the God in me and to the other people that I'm a part of. And so we don't discriminate against color, race, or religion, but I do let people know that I am a Christian. And it's a good thing, and I think this is what we all Christians should be doing, you know, being that lighthouse, basically. And the reason why I use the word international, because I get phone calls from people that I don't even know, or Facebook messages and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And by you being so young and in ministry, do you find it hard? You may have friends that may not be in ministry. So do you find it real hard being young and in ministry?
There are some challenges in being young. One of the things that I found challenging as a young person is that, you know, being young, your young peers don't really sometimes respect you, and then those that are older kind of look like, you know, what are you doing, boy? Because I get that sometimes. But it's like when I speak or when they see my work, I tell young people even that I'm connected to, just talked to one before we got on the radio broadcast, we have to remain humble. And that's what my mom and my dad and my grandmother, who I really credit for me being who I am, you have to be humble. Even though I may know a little knowledge and it may look like it's more than my dad is my pastor. He's my bishop. You know, he still know more than me. He's my elder. But that's one of the, that's not the only thing that I can sense challenging, you know, gaining respect, but I give respect, so I receive it back.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now tell us a little bit more about you being a motivational speaker. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, motivational speaker. I love to preach in church and, you know, preaching, and I'm one of those preachers that love to sing and love do a little hooping and all that. But one of the biggest things is a lot of people that don't go to church and that's been church hurt, and even people that don't believe in God at all. All the jobs that I've had ever since I've been able to work, that's where the motivational speaking began, you know. It's like God set me up for this. I love to motivate people to do anything, especially your dreams and your visions. You know, it's so many ways that the devil attack us. And like you said, a lot of people don't come to church, but with these young people, they want to do things. They want to do radio broadcasts, and they want to preach. They want to do other things, and sometimes people don't motivate them because, you know how, like, if it didn't work for me, I'm not going to push you. But that's not the way my parents taught me, you know. If you feel like this is what God is calling you to do, you know, we're going to be 100%. And I can't say I'm the best motivational speakers, but when I get phone calls from older people in their 60s and 70s, they have even went back to do dreams or accepted their callings in ministry because of me motivating them, whether it was through a priest word, just words of encouragement, you know. It kind of let me know I'm doing something good.
Absolutely.
But I do preach
more than,
I guess you could say I'm more of a preacher than a motivational speaker, but like I say, if your preaching don't motivate, you know, we know the preaching saves, heals, delivers, set free, but, you know, I got this motivation too.
Absolutely, absolutely. I find that I often say whatever it is someone is bringing to me, I immediately take it to the Bible because we do understand that everything is in the Bible. Everything is in the Word. And Solomon says there is nothing new under the sun. You can find your answer to anything in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, you can find your answer to anything in the Word. So I am very quickly, you know, if someone comes to me with a situation, I just take them to the Word. I don't know. Sometimes I surprise my own self how a scripture just come to mind. I may not be able to say where it is, but I know the scripture. You know what I'm saying? And it's so easy to, I think once you show where it is in the Word, it's easier. I won't say it's easier, but it's more comforting when you can take them to the Word and be able to help them or help an individual overcome or attempt to overcome that which they are going through. Yes, motivating someone is such a wonderful, 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 great thing. And you're also a psalmist?
Yes, ma'am.
What would be your favorite? I know for me, I love old hymnals. I love the hymns. I mean, it seems like it takes me to a whole another realm when I'm singing a hymn. So what is your favorite?
I love everything. I'm open to every, you know, gospel. But one of the biggest things, one is hymns, but I really, whatever puts me into worship and me being a worshiper or something, I guess hymns are one of the great things. You know, I grew up, my church is mainly, you know, apostolic, Pentecostal, and, you know, but my family roots are Baptist, and so a lot of times I get invited to, I play keyboard and stuff at Baptist churches, and I see even with the Baptists have kind of got away from the hymn, but we don't realize, you know, sometimes you don't need all that beating, you know, you don't need all the instruments, just that piano and the art, because I love to do all of that hollering. I mean, I'm Bishop G. Patterson, I know you've probably heard of him. He's one of my favorite preachers, and that's why I say everything that he did, I love it, but one of his biggest things in ministry was the hymns. You could change the beat every now and then, But it sets the atmosphere. And even though I'm young, they call me old. They call me Bishop because I love old. Anything old seems like it can get me into the presence. And then once we get in the presence, we can do all the new stuff later.
Yeah, it's nothing like, it's really nothing like being in the face of God. It's really nothing like ushering in the Spirit. It's so, it takes you to a whole nother realm. It's as if, I don't want to even say as if, it's just that. You can bring everything to Him and just lay it down at the altar. When you're in worship, it's the most awesome feeling. It's so hard to explain if you have never experienced it, then it is hard to explain. But if you have experienced it, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is the most wonderful, wonderful feeling. And I know some people say, well, don't take all that. But once you surrender and actually come into the presence of God and actually urge it in His Spirit, it's such an awesome, awesome feeling. It's just fantastic. And I can go on and on about that and it shows it's not about me. But it is about you. So if you can tell our listening audience a little bit more about yourself, whatever you want to share at this moment, how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, maybe book you for speaking engagements and different things like that, you can do that at this time.
Okay. Well, first, can I say this first? I wanted to say thanks to you. Because what you do, even just you asking me, and I probably can speak for the other people that come on your show, it motivates me for people to ask me to come. You know, I tell people I'm not a groupie, but I am very humble when I'm asked to preach. I'm not one of those ones, you know, with their heads all high and chest all out. It really motivated me, and I've been nervous ever since. I know I was coming on, I'm just being honest, like I am when I'm preaching, but once the anointing hits, it's over. You know, but I just want to say it's over. So when you first start talking, I said, okay, she seemed like a nice person, to be honest. But she seemed like she's real about what she's doing because I wasn't told anything about you.
Oh, I love me some Jesus now. I can't hide it. I really can't hide it. And I know some people be like, whoo, I didn't know that was in you. But for me, and like I said, the show is not about me, but when I'm talking about the things of God and everything, and we all go through things, you know, life happens, but I'm old enough to be your mother, almost a grandmother, but in any case, life happens, and when we learn to just stay calm, give it to God, it seems like it just smooths out, you know? I had a situation this morning. I'm like, God, I know you didn't bring me this far. Everything for me not to be involved in it, I just know you didn't bring me this far for it not to happen. And when I get that, I know, oh, it's over. I don't even have to, you know, I don't guess so now that I just let the, I guess once as you get older, the water just like a duck, let the water just run off your back. Because it's all about, you know, it's all about you and God. It's not about you and somebody else. It's really about you and God and what you all got going on together. And that He is your everything. And He really is. You know, some people like, well, I think I heard this when I was younger. What if you live this way and do all this and realize there is no God? I said, what if I didn't realize that there is? I would
That's
have
true.
Lost more. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather take the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, you know, at least I have not lost anything. But if I didn't, I would lose everything. You see what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. You know, I'll go right
no,
on.
No,
no.
I'm obedient. He told me to be quiet, so I'm glad to say that you don't ever know who's listening. Seriously, you don't ever know who's listening, you know, and maybe getting that. All the time I hear radio hosts and the people that they have on the show be doing all the talking and encouraging, and they just be, like, sitting there like they don't know what they're talking about and don't know, but it lets me know that you don't just talk the talk, but you walk the walk. But I wanted to say this, too, before I go. That's good. Bishop Hezekiah Walker was down here in Montfort last night, and kind of what you were talking about this morning, that's what I've been holding on to, is he said no matter what's going on, you know, just basically he talked about everybody, issue, problem, whatever. He said God said he's going to, it's going to happen regardless. So even before I got ready, it's all kind of things, it's going to happen regardless. If God said it, whether you believe it or not, it's going to happen. So that's what I've been keeping in my spirit, even as a speaker, a preacher, all that other stuff that's the name. I'm just human like everybody else. I have to remind myself, yes, they said no, but it's going to happen regardless. But if somebody do want to see and book in me to do whatever, sing, preach, MC, I do whatever the Lord, because it never just, you know, the one thing, it always be something else. They can, of course, find me on Facebook. My name is Donald R. Shavers II. My email address is Shavers, it's S-H-A-V-E-R-S .Donald@gmail.com. Like I said, I'm in Marshall, Mississippi. If you want to use this country boy, that's all I know is God, and let God use me. I'm willing to come. Just send me a letter, an invitation, and if I'm not doing anything, check with my father, who's my bishop, and pray about it. I'm coming.
You
said it's all about
Mars
the kingdom.
Point?
Yeah, I'm from Moss Point, Mississippi.
I think I visited Moss Point once. One summer. There's a young lady down there that I know, and she puts on a classic. It's something to do with the classes, the school. You know, the different years that you graduated, she hosts that particular event every 2 years.
You may be talking about the same lady that put that. We may be talking about the same lady. Yeah.
Well, this, I think her name is Beverly Bolden. That, I believe that's her name.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that is her name.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
I think she graduated with my mom.
Yes. So I went to her event, that particular event. I did enjoy it and loved the whole event. I thought that was really excellent. Does an excellent job at that particular event. So, Mr. Evangelist, it was our pleasure having you on the show, and we would have to have you back. Want to be able to hear you sing one of those hymnals.
Okay, I will be ready.
Okay, so it's been our pleasure, and we thank you so very much.
Thank you, and you continue to do what God has called you to do. You're a blessing to the nation.
Thank you so very much. Be blessed. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for all of your help and everything that you do. But also, we would like to give a huge shout-out to Miss Michelle Watson, who hosted the show for us on last week as I was on vacation. Thank you so very much, Miss Michelle. And leaving you with this coming from John, the 15th chapter and the 10th verse of the King James Version of the Bible, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This has been OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and closing with our closing song, Release the Sound by Mr. John Murray. Be blessed.
We sanctify.
We sanctify.
We unify.
We unify.
We lift your praises.
We lift your praises.
Beyond the sky.
Beyond the sky.
We sacrifice.
We sacrifice.
We give you praise.
We give you praise.
You are our King. Ancient of days. our voices sing.